This is Sweat Sweet, written by Specky Geek Girl and read by Tipsy Kitty. Just because it's sweltering is no reason to abandon civility, Steed thinks, and listlessly fingers the cravat already loosened around his sweat-slicked throat. It's a stance he's alone in taking aboard the ship. The rest of the crew have abandoned at least one article of clothing each, and Ed's ditched his leathers and is sprawled at the other end of the settee wearing little more than Steed's lightest robe as a nod toward modesty in the sticky heat. Any other night they'd be leaning into each other's sides, but tonight when Ed had plopped down next to Steed, Steed pressed their knees together and then shifted away, no contact left between them. Not that there's any motion in the air between them to relieve the heat.
You're being too much gentleman and not enough pirate, Ed chides him. Why are you torturing yourself?
I'm not, Steed starts, and then cuts himself off, nose wrinkling in annoyance with himself. Is that what it looks like I'm doing?
Roasting alive instead of getting comfortable? Looks like it from where I'm sitting,
Ed says, his dark eyes focused not on Steed's face but on his sweaty neck, where he can feel a drop of sweat rolling down his skin.
I'll give you a hand if you need one, or not, whatever, if you'd rather cook yourself.
Give me a hand, Steed says, and if he wasn't already flushed from the heat, he'd flush from the fervency in Ed's voice, for all his diffident words. Civility be damned if Ed stripping the clothes off him puts paid to it.
I need
that hand, I mean.
Yeah?
Ed sits up from his lazy sprawl, reaching out to claim the ends of Steed's cravat from his idle fingers and finish the job of pulling the knot undone. The fabric sticks before it slips from its place around Steed's throat, and Steed's nose wrinkles again as he tries to take the cloth from Ed's hand.
I'm keeping this, thanks.
Oh, come on, it's soaked in sweat. You don't want that, Steed says, breathless by the end of his sentence when Ed lifts the cravat to his nose and breathes in deeply.
Are you kidding? This is exactly how I want it,
Ed says.
Not to knock your lovely fougere, but now it smells like you, not just your cologne.
He drapes the cravat over his shoulder and goes for Steed's vest next.
You're a maniac keeping this on all day,
he tuts as he peels the layer off Steed to reveal his white linen shirt, practically transparent with its saturation.
Half surprised you didn't keel over, honestly.
I might have considered it, Steed says, more than half considering keeling over right now into Ed's lap. But he lifts his arms obediently to let Ed pull his shirt over his head, though he sits back to cross his arms the moment he's free of it. I haven't taken it off the table yet.
Silly bugger,
Ed murmurs, his hands wrapping around Steed's biceps to pull his arms back.
Let me see you, mate. Nothing I haven't seen before. Show me those gorgeous tits.
Ed, please, Steed says weakly, and lets himself be moved until his shoulders are back and his chest broadly exposed to Ed's hungry pitch-dark stare.
Seriously? What's got you so shy all of a sudden? So you're sweaty. So am I. So is everyone on board. Doesn't stop me loving the sight of you.
Ed's lashes dip as he adds, actually, it adds a certain something. It's too hot to touch, Steed protests. But when Ed ducks his head to lick a trailing drop off Steed's neck, he abruptly realizes that Ed's touch is actually a relief. The swipe of his tongue over Steed's skin not quite as hot and sticky as the air around him.
Oh, go on then,
he says when Ed pauses at the hinge of Steed's jaw. Ed hums in delight before he sets about sucking a mark into Steed's skin.
Too hot to touch,
he murmurs right into Steed's ear once he's satisfied with his work, and mouths his way down from the damp hair of Steed's sideburn to the sweaty curls sparse on his chest.
You're always fucking hot, and I'm always going to touch.
I guess being sweaty isn't much of a sticking point aboard a ship, Steed says, gasping at the brush of Ed's beard over his skin and Ed's lips seeking out his nipple. The heat of the night fades into the background of Steed's awareness, as all of his senses come into sharp focus on Ed. The wonderful wickedness of his touch, the happy little sounds he makes as he teases Steed's nipple with his teeth, the sweat salt rum scent of him stronger when Steed noses into his graying hair and clutches him close.
Only to posh bastards,
Ed mumbles into Steed's chest and glances up, his eyes all smile and sex, utterly irresistible. Then show me how real pirates cope with heat like this, Steed dares him.
Thought you'd never ask,
Ed purrs, tugging at the laces of Steed's breeches until they come loose.
Get these the fuck off and stand before me, yeah?
It's the fastest Steed has moved all day when he obeys. A little shimmy in his hips as he hauls them down and bends to roll off his stockings as well.
Fuck, you look delicious.
Ed breathes while Steed's bent over, one hand following the contour of Steed's ass down the back of his strong thigh and shapely calf, sliding back up the inner side until his fingers brush against Steed's balls and shift to cup them, thumbing over the sweaty globes with no less eagerness than he'd shown in handling Steed when he'd been fresh from a bath. Ed's avid touch goes a fair way toward dispelling Steed's leftover squeamishness, and by the time Ed nuzzles against Steed's cockstand, beard tickling at his hypersensitive skin, it's to the sound of Steed begging,
"Please, Ed, please just, oh, fuck, yes, do that."
That is Ed curling his tongue around the head of Steed's prick, tasting sweat and the salt thickness of pre-cum and moaning at the flavor. Steed buries his hands in Ed's hair, almost certain that he will, in fact, keel over the moment he spends, and very reluctantly pulls Ed off his cock before that suspicion can be borne out.
"Wasn't what I meant to do,"
Ed says with a total lack of shame, and wraps his hand around Steed's cock instead, pulling at him with a practiced grip.
"Couldn't help myself, though. Handies are the usual go-to in this sort of soupy weather. But God, Steed, you're so fucking yummy. How couldn't I taste?"
"Oh, wait." Steed manages to get out, and half sits, half collapses on the settee next to Ed. The slip of silk between their thighs is just enough of a barrier to keep them from sticking to each other. Steed doesn't need to part the robe to find Ed hard and eager, his cock twitching into Steed's touch like it's got a mind of its own.
There.
Sat side by side like this, they've each got the other where he wants him, in hand and laid bare to the blaze of passion in each other's eyes. Steed can't help the sounds he makes when Ed strokes him. Breathy little ahs that sound more and more reedy as he careens toward bliss in Ed's sheer grip. Ed's not quite so noisy, a growl of pleasure caught in his own mouth with his teeth and his lower lip just visible through his beard, until he thumbs over the tip of Steed's prick and asks, in a rough, desperate voice,
"Will you come with me, love?"
"Yes, yes, yes, Ed. Please, yes," Steed babbles, his hand tightening convulsively around Ed as the question sets him off with nothing more needed to get him there. Ed looks at Steed with all the awe and gratitude of a sailor beholding dawn after a storm-tossed night, and spills across Steed's fingers and the edge of the silk robe with a groan. The suspicion Steed had proves itself true when he keels over, reeling into Ed's shoulder and gasping as the heat of desire gives way once more to the heat of the sticky night. No less sticky with each other's spend on their fingers.
"Feel any cooler?"
Ed murmurs some while later, rubbing his cheek against the top of Steed's head where his curls are limp with sweat.
"Feel a lot of things,"
Steed whispers back, too wrung out to move despite the heat trapped between them, too happy to care about anything besides the pleasure of being pressed against Ed like this.
"Yeah? What do you feel the most?"
Ed prompts him.
"I feel lucky," Steed says. "So damn lucky to have you, Ed. Every minute I spend with you."
He presses his temple to the hawk inked into Ed's chest and adds, quiet and cracked open honest, "Love you so much."
"Love you too, beautiful madman,"
Ed says, nuzzling into Steed's hair.
"You're not the only lucky one."
"And isn't that a spark to light a flame that will remind me of this heat in the cold nights to come?" Steed thinks muzzily, and lets the warmth of the night and the warmth of Ed's sweet words drag him the rest of the way into a blissful doze, right there on the settee, sticky and sated and safer than he's ever been in the arms of the man who loves him. The end.